Well, Dan, thanks for coming back and joining us here on the radio again. Let's talk again a little bit about some of the craziness. We've had a couple of updates from you over the course of the last several months, specifically related to the coronavirus and then also conference expansion and a new look and all of those things. And big news this week from a conference perspective in regard to fall sports. And can you just kind of take us through the, as we look at it now, what the plan is for fall sports in the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference?
Yeah, certainly COVID has had a major impact on collegiate athletics and within the MIAC, which is spread out across Minnesota member institutions. We had to make a very difficult decision to move many of our fall sports to the spring, which we've never done before. And that means we're going to pick up football, soccer, volleyball, and cross country and move that competitive season to the fall, from the fall to the spring. We're still going to let them practice in the fall, which is I think is a good thing, and it's going to allow those students to come back and engage with their teammates and re-socialize on their campuses. But this year is going to look much different for that set of student athletes.
And from that standpoint, does it sound like most of the schools for the moment, and again, things with this can change, so obviously as we talk, it's just as in terms of what the plan is now, that they will have in-person learning then, and that can help from that practice standpoint, I would assume.
Yeah, at this point, everyone's indicating, and that's their goal of trying to find that happy sweet spot of in-person learning, likely have some type of a hybrid online course structure, limited class sizes, and that's still going to be changing every day. I hear a new update from one of our schools, but at this point, we're really trying to hone in on how do we provide that great in-person education, but also keep them safe. But that's the goal right now, is to have that class offered in person.
Take us through the process in terms of coming to the conclusion that this is the proper route given the health situation. Who had the input? Who did you consult with? I'm sure athletic directors, presidents, health officials, state officials. Kind of take us through that process, because I'm sure it obviously wasn't something that the decision you guys took lightly.
Yeah, it was a number of groups that we consulted with, and we started many months ago back as soon as our spring sports got canceled last March, and we started meeting with our athletic trainers, our athletic directors, women administrators, and we started to develop a plan of how do we return to athletics safely and what made sound decisions. And from there, we started to meet with the Minnesota Department of Health. We engaged with the NCAA, and ultimately, we were pointing to being able to play this fall. We started initially eliminating non-conference contests to really shrink the pool of people that we were going to play, and the opportunities that really just focus on the safety of our campuses of the MIC. But ultimately, it became too difficult to figure out how are we going to move forward. We had one school, Carleton College, that had already announced that they were not going to sponsor competitive athletics or competition in the fall segment. And ultimately, that's where we've gone with the rest of our membership at this point. But it really was about that safety of the student and the travel challenges, along with the testing component. The NCAA just recently announced that there was going to be some testing recommendations for high-risk and medium-risk sports, and we also wanted to be good citizens. We knew that testing is not necessarily readily available throughout the state, and we wanted to make sure that those tests are available for those that really need it, not just testing asymptomatic individuals so that we could play athletics at this portion. Once that changes, once testing becomes more available, I think we'll take a stronger look at that.
Do you have a timeline now, Dan, as well, when we talk about moving it into the spring, these fall sports? What does the calendar now look like? When would football potentially start if all goes to plan?
We're still having those discussions, and we're engaging our athletic directors, our athletic training staff, and our coaches to figure out what makes sense. What is going to be a good experience for those student athletes? Things are going to change, and that's what I continue to tell everyone, is that this year will look much different, but we still want to provide that exciting opportunity, because we know our communities love the athletics. A football game this fall, obviously, it is exciting, it is fun, and we lead the attendance across the entire NCAA Division III with football attendance, and obviously, no one's going to lead it this year, likely, for the fall segment, but we hope that we can be back in position to provide that. In terms of, I think we're looking at around sometime in late March throughout April, possibly into May, would be a segment that we would compete those fall sports into the spring.
Yeah, and of course, weather would play a factor in terms of how soon you could start. I think so there are some schools or some conferences at the Division I level considering maybe even trying to start if they do have to push football back in January. But that gets pretty tricky, obviously, in Minnesota when all your schools are there.
Yeah, that certainly doesn't work for us in our area of the country. And that way, you know, for us, the weather is going to be a limiting factor for us. And so that's why we're looking at late March, although late March is not always a great time to play outdoors. We sometimes have a lot of snowstorms and ice. And so we're going to have to figure that into our equation. We don't have the huge indoor stadiums that Division I and pro teams do. And so we're likely looking at some type of on-campus competitive experience somewhere in that April month.
You mentioned attendance. I'd be remiss, and obviously this doesn't just impact football. As you mentioned, there are obviously other fall sports, but in terms of attention, that St. Thomas, St. John's game, potentially the final one ever, was going to be played indoors, but for different reasons, for big crowds, for a big attendance, it was going to be important. Any word or any update on if that can be salvaged for the spring and that they can play that game, and whether it be indoors or wherever it might be?
That certainly is a marquee matchup, the Tommy Johnny football game, and anytime they come together in any sport. And that's something that as we start to plan our spring season and how we will lay out the contest, I want to make sure that one is included in the schedule. I think that's a really special rivalry that I want to see occur at all any chance that we have. And so if we're in position to have that competitive season in the fall, from the fall to the spring, we're going to make sure that that's on the docket.
Dan, what's the general feedback been like once the announcement's been made, the decision's been made? Obviously, people within the conference that were decision makers knew, but now I'm talking alums, general fans, parents of players, all of that. As the word got out, what's the general feedback been like now in relation to this decision that you've been hearing?
Yeah, definitely a lot of disappointment. You know, these student athletes, they're all going to school to get an education, but a big part of their experience is playing athletics. And, obviously there's seniors that are impacted that likely will not come back for another season. And so I think they're just trying to wrap their heads around what does this mean for that experience for them on a campus. But overall, everyone understands the situation we're in, and I think they appreciate that health and safety is a driving force for us, and we're living what we say to make sure that they know that we are trying to protect them. And at this point, we're learning more and more about virus spread and testing, and so the good news is that we're going to have that competitive season in the spring, and that is exciting, and I think that gives hope for those individuals and anybody in our communities that follow MIAC athletics and want to be involved at whether it's a fan or we have a lot of officials, and so there's a lot of people that I think we've given some hope to say we're going to shift it, and I think that's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And then from that standpoint, as you mentioned, everything like day to day, week to week, certainly changes. This does buy time to allow just the general situation to calm a little bit from a health standpoint. And who knows how much internationally the resources have been put behind trying to help this with whether it's vaccine or treatments or what have you. As you mentioned, by the time, say, March hits, it could be a different kind of a world anyway, where things are much safer for these student athletes to head out onto the competitive field.
And that's part of our conversation. We know that since the last March has hit, we've developed testing. We've learned about the spread. We know protocols, and we're going to know a lot more in 6 months from now. And that's the hope that we're carrying forward at this point, is that we know things will change. We believe things will get better at some point. and that gives us an opportunity to compete.
Last one for you, not specifically related to the COVID-19 situation, but the last time you and I talked, we talked about the conference expansion, and just to get a general comment about, again, feedback now that that we're a month or two or three, I guess, now since then, with St. Scholastica coming into the league starting in 2021, the fall, and then McAllister rejoining for football. What's that feedback been like, and how excited are you to have that footprint ever expand here in Minnesota?
Yeah, the feedback's been really positive, and people are excited to embrace some change. And we've got obviously some big changes in football with going to divisional structure and having a playoff. I've heard from so many people that they're excited about that we're going to be able to offer a postseason competition in football, and then embracing St. Scholastica coming in, going up to the northeast part of Minnesota. I think that's an exciting piece to where we've been missing within our membership structure for many years. So it's been a really good transition as we're going to bring them in a year from now, but people are getting excited and we're working on our future schedule. So I think the MIC is poised to be in a good position over the next several years.
And on the flip side of that, of course, St. Thomas leaving the league, they got the nod here in the last couple of weeks to go Division I. And I know there are a lot in the conference sad to see them go. Others are like, okay, pat them on the back and see what they can do at Division I. What's your thoughts on the Tommies getting that status to go Division I?
Yeah, very exciting. I think Minnesota is a state that only having one full Division I member in the past, I think we have the opportunity and the ability to have a second Division I institution. Very excited for St. Thomas. I think they're going to do really well. And just recently this week, they also added a home for their men's hockey program. And so I think there's a lot of hope, and I'm excited to see where they can go. They've been a really great part of our existence in the MIC, and I'm going to be sad to see them go, but I think there's an exciting future for them ahead.
Well, very well, Dan. We appreciate all of the info. We'll likely chat again, and certainly as we get into this fall, looking ahead to the spring to see how the fall sports getting moved to the new side of the calendar will go, and let's hope it goes as smoothly as possible and everyone gets maximum experience, which is such a great experience that the MIAC can offer.
That is our hope. I hope everyone stays safe the rest of this summer.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.